Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, Masechta Zvachim, Perek Yud Gimel Mischne Zayin, Hamoylik HaSa'if Befnim VeHela BeChutz. Remember, by a bird carbon, there's no Shchita, there's a Malika. Remember what Malika is? The kind uses his fingernail. So this person did Malika on a bird oila inside, and then he put it up on the Mizbeach outside. Hamoylik HaSa'oila Befnim, he did the Malika inside, VeHela BeChutz. Put it up on the Mizbeach outside of the Azara Chayiv. The Malika was kosher inside. It's fit. It's a ready, good carbon oil if it's supposed to be put up on the Mizbeach. And therefore, by finishing it off outside instead of inside, he's chayiv. How do we know we're talking about a bird oil and not another carbon? Another bird carbon? Well, first of all, the only other kind of bird carbon that could be besides an oil is a chatas. But no part of the bird chatas goes up on the Mizbeach. So it has to be a bird oil. Now, Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Malak B'chutz, suppose he did the Malika outside the Hela B'chutz and put it up on the Mizbeach outside. Pater, he's Pater. Why? Because once he does Malika outside, it's an Avela. It's not a Kasher bird. Malika's only inside the Azara. There's no way in the world that a bird can become Kasher to eat through Malika unless it's in the Azara and it's a carbon. And it's done according to the Halachis of Karbonis. So if he does Malika outside, for all practical purposes, this is Tam, not a live bird that he's putting up on the Mizbeach. I freaked about Tanura, something we've discussed earlier. I mean, any carbon, once it leaves the Azara, is possible. If you shecht outside a carbon, it's also possible. You're still chai when you put it up on the Mizbeach. So the Batanura says, really, Taka, you shouldn't, but there are special psukim that tell us you're chai. But in regard to other things where there's no special pasuk, once it's no longer a kosher carbon, you're not chayav for putting it up. Vayter says the Mishnah, Hashoicher es ha'oif bifnim. This person shechted the oif with a regular shchita knife, a bird oila inside the azara, v'hela b'chutz. After he shechted the oif bifnim, he takes it up outside and burns it outside potter. Why? Because by shechting it inside and not doing malika, it was already pasul. And this was pasul inside. Zakt aber der Mishnah weiter, Shachat b'chutz, v'hela b'chutz, if he shechted it outside with a knife, and then put it up outside, he's chayiv. He's chayiv for both the shechita and for putting it up. He's chayiv for the shechita. We learn that from a pasuk. It says, oya sheyishchat, and that applies even to a bird. And whenever you're chayiv for shechting it outside, you're also chayiv for putting it up outside. So the Mishnah says, so remember this rule. Nimsa, it turns out, Derech hechsheiroi mibifnim, what would make it kosher inside, that's malika, peturai b'chutz, that would patter it outside. Because if malika is done outside, you're not chayav for putting it up. Derech hechsheiroi b'chutz, what would make one chayav for doing it outside, and that's the shechita on the bird, peturai b'fnim. With that shechita, if he shechted the bird inside the azadi, it would be patter. Because by bird karbanis, there's no shechita, just malika. Rabbi Shimon has a different shita. Rabbi Shimon says, "Kol shechayav and olav b'chutz, chayav and al kiyotze by b'fnim shehalel b'chutz." Whoa! I know you want me to touch the words right. So, before I can touch the words, I have to tell you what the Batanura brings here from the Gemara. That there are some words missing in the Mishnah. The Mishnah should read as follows. If you want, you can look into the Batanura. Rabbi Shimon Oimer. B'milsa de Tanakama, Chasuri Mechasra, some words are missing. V'hachi Ketani, this is what it should say. V'chein, says the Tanakama, Hashoichet Behema Balaila. Samashechts a Behema at night. Bifnim, inside the Azara. At night you can't shecht? If you would do so inside, if you shecht the carbon at night, the carbon is possible. And after he shechted it at night, again, we're not talking about an oif now, we're talking about a behema. After he shechts the behema at night inside, the hela b'chutz, he puts it up on the mizbeach outside, potter, he's potter. Because what did you put up outside? You put up something that you can't put up inside, you shechted it at night. Again, so let's just continue inside the batanur over here. The ena miskabelas bifnim, because this carbon that was shechted at night is not fit for the Mizbeach inside. The Chziv, the Pasuk says, and this is in Parshas Kedoshim, Kapitel Yotes, Pasuk Vav, B'yoyim Zivchachem Yeyachil. Only what's shechted during the day is kosher, could be eaten. So it's only by day, v'loy b'layla, not at night. V'nimsa, so it turns out, ha-zevach pasul. We're reading from the Batanura. By shechting it at night, inside, it's pasul. Shechted it at the wrong time. U'lefikach, and therefore, einoy chayev al ha-lo-osle. Should he proceed to take this carbon that he shechted at night, inside, and put it up in the mizbeach outside, he wouldn't be chayev. It's a pasul of carbon. Aval, but, im shachad b'layla b'chutz, but if he shechted outside, shechted the behemoth outside at night, v'hele b'chutz, and put it up outside, chayiv, he is chayiv. Why? M'nei sheshchita b'chutz b'layla k'sheri. Shchita outside the azara is kosher at night. And lefikach, therefore, chayiv shtayim, continues the batanur, he would be chayiv twice, ala shchita, both on the shchita, v'alu ala. Okay, so, if you weren't following inside the batanur, let's just say as follows, the Tanakama said, these are the missing words in the Mishnah. If you shecht the behema at night inside and you put it up outside, you're not chayiv. But if you both shecht it and put it up outside, then you are chayiv. On that, Rav Shimon argues. Let's go back to the words of the Mishnah. Rav Shimon says, I disagree. If you can do something else than you're chayiv for that, there's no difference if you did part of it inside. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol shechayavon alav b'chutz. If you would be chayiv for doing this outside, and that is shechting the behemah at night and then putting it up on a mizbeach outside, so chayavon automatically would be chayiv al kiyotze boy b'fnim shelo b'chutz. If you did the same thing, and that is you shechted it at night inside and then took it out outside, the only time I would agree that it doesn't work, chutz min hashoichet b'fnim u'maylo b'chutz. If you shecht an oif inside, instead of malika, you shechted it inside, and then you put it up outside, you're potter. Even though if you shechted it and put it up outside, you would be chayiv. That's different. But as far as a behemah is concerned, if you're telling me, and that's taka the halacha, that if you shecht it at night and put it up outside, you're chayiv, then if you shecht it at night inside and put it up outside, says Rav Shimon, you would also be chayiv. All right, let's chazer over the cases of our Mishnah. Case number one. Someone did malika to a bird oila inside and put it up outside, he's chayiv. This bird would have been kosher inside. You put it up outside. Here, there's no shayli, he's chayiv. If he did malika outside and then put it up outside, that was the second case of the Mishnah, he's potter. Because malika outside, for all practical purposes, means that this bird is unavailable. So it was a pasul of carbon that he put up outside. Third case in the Mishnah was, he shechts, instead of malika, he shechts the yif inside, puts it up outside, he's potter. Meaning that no malika was done, the shechting it inside meant, it's not a kosher carbon. But if he shechts it outside, this was the fourth case, if he shechts it outside and puts it up outside, he is chayiv. That's learned from a pasuk. If he shechts outside, he's chayiv, even in the case of a bird, where inside there's no shechita, there's malika. But if he shechts it outside and puts it up outside, he's chayiv. Then we have the missing words, and that's the sheet of the Tanakhama, that if someone shechts a behemah at night inside, and takes it up on the mizbeach outside, he's potter, because by shechting it at night inside, it's not good. But if it's at night, and he shechts it outside, and then puts it up, he is chayiv if both the shechita and the law was outside. And on that, Rav Shimon argued, no. If he's chayiv for shechting it and putting it up outside, he would also be chayiv for doing the same thing if he starts out inside. And that would even be if he shechts at night and puts it up outside. Just like he would be chayiv outside for doing it, he's chayiv for starting it out inside. The only time Rav Shimon would be maida is if he shechts an oif inside instead of malika. And then he puts it up outside, he's potter. And of course, the Gemara discusses why, when, and how we dash into Pesukim, and what the Yesaidis are. So we're just learning Mishnayis, besides the Heiliga, Schus of learning Mishnayis, to whet our appetites so when you're going to be learning the Sugyas HaGemara, and all of its Amkus and depth.